This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 23rd, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I've got a couple more news stories I've got to get out. I know people's wanting to call in. Just bear with me. We'll get to it, I promise. I wanted to say, support RBN. A lot of people send me messages. They want to support me. I have no way of taking any kind. I don't have a website. I don't have it. Support RBN. If you want to support me, support John Stattmiller. Support the staff of RBN. That's always my message to those that want to support me. I do this to try to get the news and information out and to support RBN, John Stattmiller, Mike Sam, the staff at RBN. So I wanted to get that said. Again, 2 weeks from today, Augustus Evictus is going to be joining me. I can guarantee you that's going to be interesting. Okay, listen to this. When letters first showed up at Alan Leverett's desk saying the Arkansas Times was required to sign a pledge not to boycott Israel in order to continue to receive state contracts, he ignored them. I know everyone's heard this story, right? The Arkansas Times? Having to sign contracts to continue to do business? That's news, right? Who's covering this story? You tell me. I was frankly not aware there was a boycott of Israel when I started getting this notices, Leverett told NBC News, but of course this has not been on the World News with Lester Holt. As the publisher of the Arkansas Times, a monthly magazine based in Little Rock, he relies on advertisement revenue from state entities to keep his business afloat. Publishing a newspaper is not a lucrative business right now, he said, adding that he hoped the letters would just go away. But eventually, a purchasing manager at the University of Arkansas, Pulaski Technical College, who Leverett pointed out was just going by the letter of the law, insisted that he sign the pledge to continue to receive their ad revenue. Alan Leverett, publisher of the Arkansas Times, the purchasing manager, was following Act 710, a 2017 bill passed in the Arkansas legislature to prohibit public entities from contracting with and investing in companies that boycott Israel. This means that if a company wanted a state contract over $1,000, the public entity granting the contract had to certify that the company does not participate in a boycott of Israel. If a company doesn't sign the pledge, Arkansas law allows it still to receive the contract if it offers its services at a reduction of at least 20%. Now, did you get that? You own the business. You know, you put your blood, sweat, and tears, your own money into it. You start receiving these notices in the mail. What's this? What, sign a contract? Who's boycotting Israel? Oh, if I don't sign the contract, I can still get the money, but I have to reduce my, I can only get 80%. Is that it? Man, this is news. Who's talking about this? You know? While Leverett isn't shy in saying the Arkansas Times leans left of center, neither he nor the publication has ever supported any kind of boycott of Israel or the broader BDS movement, said he was completely unaware that it was even a big thing. We don't have a dog in this hunt, Leverett said. We're a lot more interested in Medicaid expansion than we are what's happening in Jerusalem, but now a geopolitical issue he felt like he had no stake in was affecting his already precarious small business. Leverett thought about signing the pledge. To have something like this thrown on top of you is enough to capsize the boat, he said. Ultimately, Leverett said he couldn't go through with it, though. He believed being forced to sign a pledge like this one violated his constitutional rights and his journalistic ethics. The Times lost around $13,000 on the Pulaski Tech account in 3 months, and Leverett teamed up with the ACLU, which sued the University of Arkansas System Board trustees on his behalf. Arkansas is one of more than 25 states that have passed legislation meant to curtail the BDS movement, and about 15 more have seen anti-BDS legislation introduced in their state chambers. Republican State Senator Bart Hester introduced Act 710 as a co-sponsor. It's a very small step, but it's what we could do as the state of Arkansas, Hester told NBC News. When one state does it, it's not much, but when 35 or 50 states do it, it starts to send the message. So, in January, a federal district judge both denied the ACLU's request for an injunction and dismissed the case outright, saying because engaging in a boycott of Israel, as defined by the Act 710, is neither speech nor inherently expressive conduct, it is not protected by the First Amendment. On February 21st, the ACLU appealed the case to the 8th District. So, that's not a First Amendment, right? This is not freedom of speech. It don't matter. You don't have any freedom of speech, people. Everyone that wraps themselves in the Constitution, more power to you. But for the love of Jesus Christ, look at what is happening. The Colorado Attorney General is saying sheriffs need to resign. It won't confiscate guns. Do you think you got a Second Amendment right? You can't have a newspaper and sell it until you've signed pledges that you want boycott Israel. Do you think you've got a First Amendment right? Come on, people. What's it going to take for the people to wise up and see where we're at here today? You want to know where we're at here today? Here, I'll tell you where we're at. Right here. Can you hear this paper in front of me? The Illinois House of Representatives has voted to require the teaching of LGBT history to elementary school students in the state. Republican opponents have called the measure indoctrination. The measure, which passed by 60 votes to 42 on Wednesday, that's this past Wednesday, would require history textbooks in the state to include the role and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the history of this country and the state. Supporters say the addition to the history book will cut down on bullying and show LGBT students that they can contribute fully to society. Opponents, however, is skeptical. So there you go, Mr. Taxpayer. You send your child, unfortunately, to the indoctrination center called the public school system, and elementary school students are right in between the Holocaust and the civil rights movement. They'll interject the role and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people into the history of the country and the state. I mean, I could read this. I could go further into this. Second time, I'm not going to, because I'm getting emails and texts. People, I got two more things I got to share. I got a whole stack here. I mean, just a whole stack. But let me just get two things in, okay? This not reported anywhere. Snooze is not reported anywhere, okay? Have I ever mentioned NewObserverOnline.com? Israel's third largest bank, Mizra Tefahot, become the third bank in Israel to be fined millions of dollars by the U.S. Justice Department after admitting to helping Jews avoid paying tax in America by hiding money in Israel. And even then, the latest fine was cut by 40% after a deal with the U.S. government. Have you heard any of this? The bank engaged in schemes to hide clients' funds so they could avoid paying taxes in America between 2002 and 2012, the Justice Department said. Under the settlement, Mizra Tefahot accepted responsibility for the actions of the former employees. The Israeli Business Daily Globes reported, in August, the bank rejected a proposal from the Justice Department to pay a fine of $342 million to settle the tax evasion investigation, saying it was not a reasonable calculation. In a quarterly earnings report in August, the bank said it had set aside $425 million during the quarter to cover a likely fine by U.S. authorities. The bank had previously set aside $161 million. The bank noted that it held intensive talks with U.S. authorities since rejecting the offer in August. The Justice Department said the $195 million payment includes $53 million in restitution, $24 million in disgorgement, and a fine of $118 million. This is a NewObserverOnline.com story. Absolutely no news coverage in America whatsoever that banks in Israel is being fined for allowing people to put money in the banks and totally avoid the tax scheme system of America. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, give me 1 minute. I've got one more thing that I've got to get in, then we'll go to the phone. So if you want to start calling in, 1-800-313-9443, we'll be with you shortly. The House Judiciary Committee is planning on hosting a hearing in the coming weeks addressing the rise of white nationalism in the U.S. and the hate crimes and hate speech surrounding the movement, according to two sources with direct knowledge of the committee's schedule. This is coming in from thedailybeast.com. The hearings come on the heels of two mass shootings at the mosque and Christchurch that killed 50 people. Blah, 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 blah. This is going... That's really all I wanted. You can look this up for yourself, but a spokesman for the committee did not immediately respond to a request for comment, though as far back as November, Nadler wrote letters to law enforcement agencies expressing concern about the rise of hate crimes and white supremacy. You know, there would be no problem with any of these events, just like Charlottesville, if the local government, the state government, and those who fund and organized Antifa would quit trying to come and start a big fight when people want to exercise their freedom of assembly and protest the removal of a statue and get permits to actually do it legally. So, you know, there's been no problems. This is all a manufactured hysteria by the media, and now they're actually going to hold hearings about it. So with that said, I'm going to go to the phones. I mean, Barack Obama's brother asked if Michelle is Michael this past week. Did anybody see that? I've got more stories here, but I want to listen to you guys because, I mean, all that's happened in the last week, it's just off the hook. I've also got some internet censorship stories, but we shall see. We're going to go to Art off the grid. Art, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, Farron. How you doing, man?
Good. Glad to have you on.
I finally was able to get a copy of that video and download it to my system where I could get an enlarged view, where I could really get a good visual on what's going on. A couple of things popped out at me right off the bat. Before I get to that, though, I want to say that our local sheriff here has said he will not confiscate guns. And in response to these claims about people need to be calling or writing to their congressman or whoever, yesterday I had a local talk radio host try to tell me I should be writing the White House and telling Donald Trump, you know, I'm not about to send these folks a postcard or anything like that with my address on it. What, are you kidding me? Nah, I might be crazy, but I ain't stupid. Anyway, back to the video. First thing jumped out at me, and keep in mind, I can only speak as a former Army combat man, okay? So I can only speak to what I know to look for and listen for when I watch videos or anything like that. I can look and I can listen for those things that are very distinctive to a combat situation. So speaking from that viewpoint alone, first thing I noticed was it was really interesting as he's walking down the sidewalk from the very beginning. There's a couple people standing next to a car right there on the road, standing on the sidewalk. You got a guy walking down the street with a weapon like this, and nobody's running. That seemed a little odd. Now, once we get inside, I get the idea of the strobe light. That's intent on the weapon. That's intended to cause confusion. So I get that. That makes sense. And I did notice at about the 7 minute, 50-second mark, inside the mosque, you see a lot of shell casings laying all over the floor. However, when you go outside, you don't see any shell casings on the ground. So this is kind of like, okay, what's going on here? I don't get that. How can you have shell casings on the floor inside, but no shell casings on the ground outside? I don't get that. I'm curious about the position of some of the bodies. For example, in the hallway, there are two bodies laying at the end of the hallway just before you enter the big room, which is the prayer room. I know a little something about mosques. But you have two bodies laying there, both of them pretty much in a fetal position at about the 7:30 mark. But at the 8-minute mark, one of them is now laying in a flat prone position. That seems a little odd. It could be maybe the guy is still alive and he's moving a little bit. That's possible. Not going to toss that thought out It's very possible. But, you know, I'm kind of curious about some of the positions inside the prayer room, like one guy laying on his back with his feet crossed and his hands laying comfortably on his stomach. It almost looks like this guy's taking a nap. Also, there was an extreme lack of blood. With this many bodies, you would expect to see blood everywhere. So that seems a little strange. Another thing that I found interesting was when he's in the vehicle with the shotgun, you hear a poof while the shotgun is pointed toward the windshield. You hear a poof. Then it's pointed toward the glass, toward the, I'm assuming in New Zealand you drive on the right side, passenger on the left side, but you see the window being blown out by a poof. I'm sorry, shotguns don't go poof. They make a loud bang. And inside a vehicle like that, it would have blown his eardrums out. We wouldn't have heard a poof. We would have heard what it sounded like, a grenade going off. Now, another thing I found interesting, this is something I've never seen, is that white writing all over the weapons. What is going on with that? That's something I've never seen. So those are just the things that I see from the very first time of watching the video.
Well, I'm with you. Let me ask you this, because I saw all those things. I'd never seen the white writing on it, but the windshield thing got me because it looked like he was trying to shoot out his windshield, but the windshield never bust. Let me ask you this. All those shots that was inside the mosque, now I'm guessing those walls were either plaster or concrete. I got down, got some glasses, and got down and really looked. I couldn't see bullet holes in the wall, and I never seen bullets hitting the wall and acting like bullets act when they hit walls like that.
Did
any of that, I appreciate your.
Yeah, I never ahead. Saw any look like bullet holes in the walls, so I'm kind of curious about that. And with the, you know, because you figured this guy, I couldn't even count how many. There had to have been over 100 shots fired inside that, what, 7 minute period, and or 5 or 6 minute period. There had to have been like 100 or better rounds fired. You should have seen like just riddles of black polka dots, all unless it was made out of concrete, which, I mean, it's possible that the walls were concrete, but I kind of doubt it, because if the walls were concrete, we would have seen concrete being blasted out of the wall, but we saw nothing like that. And plus, as many rounds as were fired, we should have seen shell casings all over that floor, not just a dozen or so scattered out. So
let me ask let me ask you this, too, and I'll let you continue, but the woman, it looked like a woman that he shot out on the street, and for lack of a better way of describing it, it was almost a JFK headshot. There was no blood.
Yeah, it's very, very odd that you wouldn't have that. I'm sorry, but I counted at least 3 dozen bodies, and I saw maybe enough blood for one or two. So, yeah, the amount of blood, the not enough shell casings, where are the bullet holes in the walls, how does a shotgun go poof and not bang, a whole lot of things do not add up here. And then again, what the hell is with all that white writing on the weapons? Something is not right here, and I couldn't find the article about that drill that you were reading about, but all of this sounds like Oklahoma City, where where the BATF was just a few blocks down the street and around the corner, already suited up, ready to go. I'm sorry, not buying it. This is poppycock.
Well, and what do you think about the massive now censorship? I mean, this is the most censored event, as far as I know of, so far in history. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the very next day, because I didn't hear about it until, I think, later in the afternoon of the day after. So we're talking, it looked like 36 hours had passed before finally heard of it, because I've been to the doctor's office.
I got music, art. When we come back, we're going to go to Philly. Then we got Jeremy. Then we got Rick. If you want to join in, 1-800-313-9443. Thank you so much, Art, for that. Back in moments.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Baron in the studio taking your phone calls on this insane week in the news, and I do mean insane, and the phone lines are full. We're going to Mark in Philly, then we got Jeremy, Rick, Tony, and Frank coming up. Mark, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Doing good. Glad to have you back. On the subject of New Zealand, all I'll say is it's a multiplicity of purpose operation. It's Hollywood all over again. Gun control, censoring of speech, hate crimes, all of it added up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what I want to bring up is the crimes of humanity. This is history, and something that the Christian population may have missed. There's a country called Liberia that was formed in the early 1800s by Jefferson. He had something to do with forming the country of Liberia so that the slaves could have their own country. Now, we've seen how that has really worked out as far as how they managed their own country. But let's go back to the 80s. There was a guy named Doe who was the president, who then had a comptroller named Charles Taylor. Charles Taylor extorted at least $1 million or more, and then he fled to the United States. He was then, Doe was a friend of President Reagan, So Doe got Reagan to help him out to capture Charles Taylor, and they put him in prison, a maximum security prison in Massachusetts. Okay. Well, interestingly, he escaped. Charles Taylor escaped with three other guys and went and fled back to Liberia, where he then set up a coup and he took over the government. And then he got involved in that thing. Maybe you guys have heard of that movie called Blood Diamond, where they were, there was crimes against humanity with the child soldiers and all that. I mean, it's quite a dramatic movie, and it's, from what I gather, it was really devastating to a lot of people. It killed a lot of people. Anyway, so Charles Taylor was buying guns, and he was trading the guns for diamonds, and he was involved directly in the Blood Diamond War, well, indirectly through proxy, okay? Now, get this. Who was buddy with Charles Taylor back during the 80s and even during the time where he ran for president? Now, you're sitting down?
I am.
Pat Robertson. The religious leader on high, huh? He was involved against crimes against humanity, which, by the way, Charles Taylor in 2003 went to prison for 50-plus years from the International Criminal Court in The Hague, and he was sentenced to 50-plus years. He's now in prison, and I just learned this just a few days ago, and I had to bring it to you, Farron, because a lot of Christians still follow Pat Robertson. He was involved with crimes against humanity, buddy with Charles Taylor of Liberia. So look it up, folks. It's real, and he was investing. Pat Robertson was investing with Charles Taylor in these diamonds to get the diamonds. You know, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's crazy. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you. And I never really did like Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson, Christian Broadcasting Network, based out of Virginia, ran for president, I think, in 1988. That's interesting. I did not know. That's news to me, Mark, so I appreciate you sharing that. Anything else that you would like to throw in?
No, just keep on peeling back the onion layers. You're doing great, Farron. And I don't know, man. They're coming at us from every angle. We got to stand up, and I do appreciate the sheriffs are here and there across our land are standing up, and hopefully the people gather up with them and stand up against the, you know, taking away the firearms. So
that may be a thing. You know, try to get your county commissioners, or I guess it would be county commissioners, I assume. Sheriffs are countywide, to pass sanctuary county laws for Second Amendment. At least that would be something in the right direction, although my belief in this thing can be solved nonviolently has waned a long time ago. But all right, hey, thank you so much. We'll go to Jeremy in Kentucky, and then we got Rick, Tony, and Frank coming up. Jeremy, how you doing today? Thanks for holding, sir. Hey, Jeremy?
Hey, Farron, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, my apologies. Yeah, we got a platter of black pills this morning, don't we?
We do. We do.
We're just going to have to take our medicine and come to the harsh reality. First of all, I disavow the New Zealand shooter. So there's that. And anyone that would commit violence, I disavow violence. And secondly, I think it's not really relevant whether it was staged or not. I think you would be hard-pressed to stage something like that. It would be a lot easier if you just had a trained CIA guy walk in there and really shoot people. I could see that. But that's irrelevant. What are they going to do with this? And we see exactly what they're doing, calling the FBI to the house for this white nationalist questioning.
Yep, I have to agree with you on all that. Hang on for me, Jeremy. We're coming up on the break. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. I'm joined by Jeremy in Kentucky. And actually, Jeremy, that's a great point. I mean, it would seem like it would just be easier to actually do it. I went into watching this video totally expecting not to find anything strange about it. I thought it would just, it would make sense, but I'm concerned to accept, I guess, that, you know, it just never can. But go ahead with your thoughts, sir. Hey, Jeremy. Do we have Jeremy? Jeremy? Do we lose him?
Hey, I'm back. Farron.
Okay, go ahead with your thoughts. Yeah.
Man, my apologies. Yeah, I got you now. No, it would be a lot. I think that's part of the psychops is to make us sit here and bang our heads on the wall and try to figure it out. Really, the bottom line is, what are they going to do with this? You look at Senate Joint Resolution 49 after Charlottesville condemning white nationalism. Then you got the one back in January, Resolution 41, after Steve King's comments that condemned white nationalism. Now, a resolution doesn't have any teeth. But we're not far away from having actual legislation, especially now with Congress putting the pressure on the FBI to actually come after white nationalists. And then you have Pocahontas tweeting out that under her administration, she would prosecute all white nationalists. Think about that. She's not going to prosecute people that commit violence. She's going to prosecute you for your political thought, for being a white nationalist. And then how do they define white nationalism? The same way they do anti-Semitism? What's anti-Semitism? I mean, what's white nationalism? Are you proud to be white and an American? Do you pine for the time of the 1950s prosperity when we were majority white? Then you're a white nationalist. So they're going to put this out there without a clear definition so that they can sweep the net as wide as they can and not just come after us, but pull in anybody that's even moderately on the right. Another thing I think we should look for – oh, go ahead, Vern.
Well, I just wanted to interject and, contrast that with the fact that, like, Black Lives Matter can chant, what do we want, dead cops now. Black Lives Member can actually shoot cops, like the event that happened in Texas. There's no congressional hearings. There's no discussion of, do we need to look into the black nationalist movement La Raza or any of the rest. It's always directed to the white people. Go ahead.
Absolutely right. And now, I mean, as if the FBI didn't need more reason, like motivation, to come after us, now they're being pressured by Congress to come after us, like white nationalists, whatever that is, however you define that. So there's that. But this is going to go even scarier. I mean, let's look at some realistic steps they can take. The Congress reflects the demographics. And, just look at all the brown people, and we got a Muslim in there. I mean, definitely our demographics are gone, with Congress being representative of the population of states and the Senate just representing the states themselves. We've already lost the Congress. We're not getting it back. When we lose the Senate, it's over. When we lose the Senate and get a Democratic president, I think their next logical step is going to be to stack the courts. Because if they can just get the Senate back, and a Democratic president, the House can pass legislation to say, oh, we need to add, however many Supreme Court justices. The Democratic president puts them up there. The Democrat-controlled House can then nuclear option the judges, just like the turtle did Gorsuch. And then they can stack the courts. That would be, totally an easy path for them to get total control of this country, and we're not going to get it back. So, again, I hate to be blackpilling, but, we've got all this going on, and we need to start organizing because our, President Donald Trump, the last hope of white America is going to go down, with a whimper. He's totally cucked out, and when he's gone, we're done. Isn't that sad that he's our last hope?
I agree, and I mentioned earlier they're claiming they've got 1 million more voters now in Florida. They're setting the stage for the 51-49 loss in 2020. They're going to have the economy in a real decline this time next year from now till election. And these resolutions that you point out, this is incrementalism. This is the first step. Like you said, these are symbolic. They don't have any teeth in them. But we've seen these anti-Semitism definitions. They 100-0, they voted for the one in the Senate, but it didn't pass the House. The criminalization of this, like we're seeing in Europe, where they hold a 5-month investigation because someone uses the wrong pronoun, this is coming. This isn't something that's not going to happen. The borders are going to stay wide open. Nothing is going to change for the better through the political system. And I believe with you, I believe they're going to get rid of Trump. We're going to see the Democrats swept in. And, some of this legislation that they're promoting now, killing live babies like the governor of Virginia when he's not running around in blackface, killing live babies after they're born. I mean, yeah. We're talking about some of the most heinous. I didn't even think in my lifetime I would see it fall this far this quick as what's happened in the last 2 years. They actually want to kill babies after they're born and are actually frothing at the mouth to do so. These are sycophants, and they're going to be the ones in charge here shortly. Alexandria Cortez is going to be the norm. That's going to be the norm here shortly. That's my opinion. As sad as that is and as black-pilled as that is, I think that, turning against reality and not accepting the inevitability of this to come to fruition is ridiculous. And I think this is absolutely where it's going. Great phone call as always. Jeremy, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I mean, that's it. Fair and a great show. Hey, we need to keep our connections.
Let me ask you one other thing. How about the report from the United Nations? I'd like someone to comment on the report from the United Nations of the atrocities that was committed there, and absolutely no reporting anywhere, not even in alternative media. No one's covering this United Nations committee report of the atrocities committed by Israel at Gaza.
Yeah, I also like how Benjamin Netanyahu condemns the New Zealand shooter, he condemns all violence. Oh, my gosh. How rich is he? He's just killing people every day. I mean, this is like, this is beyond the pale. I mean, no, that it's like a global, you know, you can see the global power stacked against us here.
Amen. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's go to Rick in Arizona. Tony, Frank, Mark coming up. I'll get to everyone. Rick in Arizona, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today, sir?
Okay, very good show. Say, I think it does matter if this is fake or not, because if we're going to say that it's easier to just bring in an FBI agent and shoot people, all we're doing is letting the government frame white people as the new terrorists, okay? And first of all, you can't kill 40 people unless you're throwing hand grenades. When Baruch Goldstein killed 40 Palestinians in that mosque in 1993, he walked in the door and he was throwing hand grenades, and then he finished them off with the semi-automatic rifle. Now, if you go to YouTube and search the Goldstein Massacre, it's 33 minutes long, and it's got Dan Rather's face in the square there, so you know you got the right video, and you will see what a real mass shooting is. And then you will know that the last 6 years of shootings resembles nothing of what you just witnessed, okay? And it does matter whether this is a false flag or if it's completely fake. Because if we're going to buy in, we're letting the media off the hook. We're letting people believe that the government is doing this. It's not the government, people. It's the Jewish media. And they are framing a white male as the new domestic terrorist. So, you know, it does matter. And you cannot fake. The reason why people can see this video is so obnoxiously stupid is because you cannot fake a real shooting. If that shooting was real, you would know it, because they have floor to ceiling glass in this place, and there's not even a crack in the glass. And when you shoot a rifle in close quarters, those bullets ricochet and go all over the place. I mean, there's more reality on gun smoke shootings than there is in the last 6 years here. So, people, it does matter. It matters whether this is fake, false flag, or real. And it is fake, and it's Hollywood. They're framing white men as the new domestic terrorists. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, I can't disagree with any of that. You know, I think it does matter, and that's why we, you know, I ran down through my opinions of what I saw watching the video, and then of course Art threw in a lot of good analysis as well. And here's the thing that gets me about it's like the hoaxes, the gas hoaxes of Assad. In Syria, they're not even faking it well. Now, I understand this is leading to all this internet censorship. And I think Rick makes a very valid point, which, you know, I think Jeremy would agree with. They are framing this to make the white people, you know, when you can go online, you can find the Nice massacre. You can find these other massacres where they yell Ali Akbar and then kill a bunch of people. Of course, they try to cover up, you know, the grooming gangs and whatnot. And you don't see front page when over in Ungrate they're getting the acid in their face. But this is the event to where you have to toe the party line. You have to accept the media narrative, lest you go to jail for posting the video in, you know, these European countries. We're not quite there yet, but we're going to get there. I'm here to tell you, I'm bringing the message. That's where we're going. We're going there with gasoline drawers on, and we're getting there faster than I ever thought we would. Tony in Florida, thanks for holding. And we got Frank and Mark coming up. Tony, how you doing today, sir?
Yeah, Farron, I called to set the record straight on the Trump Central American invasion. I just want to say one really quick thing on New Zealand, and then I'll get to my point. New Zealand, 100% hoax. And if you take a look at the actor in the video and the guy that they actually have in custody right now, those are two different people. The guy they have in custody is a dude in his mid to late 50s, and he's beat. He's wrinkled all over the place. That's 28
years old. They're blurring his picture all across the internet and national television. They blur his, but they've never done that before that I'm aware of. Go ahead.
I've seen a picture of him. He's beat to crap. I'm going on 58. I'm in good shape. I'm not wrinkled, and I still go to the gym 5 to 6 days a week. Okay, that guy is beat. All right, look, I just want to get to my point on the Trump Central American invasion. Look, he's let go 107,000. Of these illiterate dirtbags in the last 3 months. That's what he's admitting to. That's on truepundit.com. That's what he's admitting to. And I want to, and there's no end to this, Farron.
This is going to increase exponentially throughout the year. This is a planned mass population transfer of these people into this country, and he's doing it to us, okay? He does a plan here, and he's in on it, and I'm going to give you the proof that he's 100% in on it, is that there's this perception out there amongst our people, you know, our circles of people, and they're putting it out there that, well, there's just nothing you can do. You have to give these welfare mothers and gangbangers asylum claims. No, I'm going to say it for the 10th time because I've been railing on this for 4 months. He does not. He can sign an executive order tomorrow. It has been through the courts in 1993 under Clinton. Okay? I'm just going to read this. It's on conservativereview.com. I'm just going to read one short sentence out of this article. Go to conservativereview.com. This is the proof. The High Court noted that the President's delegated authority under 212F and 215A of the Immigration and Nationality Act override any asylum considerations, and that the President had full authority to exclude anyone from our shores. He can get his pen out tomorrow and say, no asylum claims for Guatemalans, Salvadorans, Hondurans, Nicaraguans. He could do it tomorrow, and he's not doing it because he's doing this on purpose. He's gonna empty out Central America into this country in the next 20. When does it stop, Baron? It doesn't stop. And I'm going 40 miles north of me. I should be out there today, but I just didn't have it in me. He's at Mar-a-Lago. I'm 40 miles south of this guy. I'm going up there to protest him, and I'll be the only one saying anything about what he's doing to us. And I'll get him good when he goes back out to that airport, because I'll get my 3 or 4 seconds. I flashed him good in November, okay?
Tony, let me do this. That's great information. I'm glad you brought up that 1993. Absolutely, he has the power. Absolutely has the power. I agree, because, I mean, they just reported this past week the detention centers are full. They're busing them to Houston. They're busing them to Austin. They're letting them out. This is happening. What's happened to Germany is going to happen here. We're just getting a slower version of the death pill. But let me move on. I got a lot of.
Real quick. He should be setting up tent cities. Okay, he brings them into tent cities and he flies them back immediately. And the Flores decision says he can detain these welfare mothers with their kids, with their brats, for up to 20 days. Immediate deportation. He can do it, and he's not doing it. People should be up there going against this guy on Southern Boulevard in West Palm Beach, and they will not be doing it, I guarantee you. The cult of Trump will be out there tomorrow when I go up there, just loving him to death. We're screwed.
Hey, thank you. The New Zealand video is hosted on republicbroadcasting.org. It's not going anywhere, so if you want to watch the footage, it's on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Frank in North Carolina, then we got Mark in Florida. We're skipping the break, so you guys, y'all both got about 3 minutes or so apiece, so we've got some time. Frank, thanks for holding. How you doing today, sir?
Good to have you back, Frank. I agree with Tony. Trump has betrayed us. He will continue to betray us whenever it matters the most. I guarantee that. I give you my personal guarantee. Trump will always put a knife in our backs when it counts the most, even if he does another 4 years. Tony's right, and I look forward to hearing his report. I would love to hear something like Trump, his caravan, whatever, stopped the car and got out and talked to Tony. Tony had a little talk with him, but it's not going to do any good, but I like it anyway. But I agree with Rick. Rick in Arizona, I'll be honest with you. I know Jeremy in Kentucky is a real smart guy and everything, but I cringe when I hear people say things like it doesn't matter who did something. The worst is 9/11. I've heard a lot of very, I would say, educated beyond their means people. They read a lot of books. They have advanced degrees, and they say it really doesn't matter who did 9/11. It only matters what happened after that. And I'm like, well, yeah. It's insane. Anyway, Rick I disagree with Rick. I usually find some area I disagree with Rick in Arizona. I'm like, wow, where's he coming from? He's absolutely 100% right. It does matter because they're, for one thing, like you said, they're framing the white man. And you know, when it gets right down to it, I agree with Jeremy. I disavow violence and all that. But, you know, it's like I asked Alex Jones, at some point, we know what they're going to do. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? We're just supposed to go quietly into the night. It'd be like if they came to us, a group of us, and said, look, we're going to kill you 12 months from now. But if you're good, we'll let you live up until that time. And we all kind of stood around and talked and debated a little bit and said, well, okay, we'll just go with that then. Just don't kill us for a year and let us live for a year. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Or is that how we're supposed to go quietly into the night? Say this guy was the real shooter, and this really did happen. And I'm not promoting this. I'm not advocating it. But what if thousands of white guys started going out to mosque in New Zealand or whatever and shooting people and saying, look, we don't want you here. Go back home. We don't care what you do back in your own homeland. It actually probably would work. They would probably say, oh, my God, these white guys are crazy. Let's get the hell out of here and go home. I mean, what other than violence would work? You see what I'm saying? And they're going to come for us to kill us anyway. I'm going to tell you right now, the Jewish people, not Zionists, the Jewish community wants the white man dead. You can go look it up on the Internet. They brag about it. They're not shy about it. They want the white man dead. What are we supposed to do? Just go quietly into the night? That's a question everybody has to ask themselves.
Well, it's a great question. I loved it Monday when you posed it to Alex. And, man, you probably hold the record for the longest listener call. That thing went through like two breaks. It was like 20 minutes or more. I didn't time it, but it was a long time. I was listening. And, you know, when you take the totality of all the information I've given out today, the United Nations report, Trump's giving Gaza to Israel. Oh, we're going to recognize it. You know, the rest
of the world. Double standard. They can kill all the people they want to, unless you're Holt. And this guy on ABC News, World News Tonight, they don't mention it. There's no mention of it.
No,
they
Paris.
Can do whatever
Paris,
they want to.
Paris is burning down probably right now as we speak. Last week was a huge, huge protest across Paris, and they don't cover it at all. They don't cover it at all. I'll give you the last word. Mark in Florida's been patiently holding, and we got about 4 minutes left.
Unfortunately, I've not seen the video. I'm not on the internet, so. I have listened, though, and I think there's some serious questions. It sounds like there's CGI involved, and that's like Hollywood special effects, and it sounds like maybe a lot of it was a real amateur job. But anyway, thanks, and keep up the great work.
Robert Ravolt last Sunday night had Jim Fetzer on. If you want more information on this, you can go there. And again, republicbroadcasting.org, the video is posted there. Mark in Florida, patiently holding. How you doing today? Thanks for holding. You'll be the last phone call, so you got about 4 minutes. Go ahead.
Thank you, Farron, for letting me in. I don't think I need them all, but I wanted to comment on that Nashville video.
You don't see
the cop launching onto him, but my thoughts are this. That Hanyok man wearing a costume with a badge and a gun, probably a former rodeo clown, decided that he's going to take down that cow because he just wanted to show how tough he was. Why didn't he just pull out his gun and shoot him in the head if he's got so much authority to jump on a man? But that four-wheeler didn't drag him. He drugged the four-wheeler. He was wrong. He should be fired for being stupid. if there was a line of cops across that street to stop that run of four-wheelers, that's something different. He's one lone madman that thought he was King Kong, I believe, and just wanted to show how tough he was. And I think that guy should have worked that four-wheeler to toss him about 30 yards into the air. That cop was just wrong. He should have just minded his own business.
Well, you saw the video. What do you think about my analogy that, you know, bring back the nets? They say they don't know how to combat this. Couldn't they throw nets on them?
Well, a net across the road, anything could have done the purpose of stopping that group of imbeciles. But for one guy to jump in front is it just shows what the police are. They don't think, they're not trained, they don't work together. They're all just lone gunmen trying to show how tough they are. They just go about it all wrong. And what it shows is we will not tolerate bad slaves. We only tolerate good slaves, and the bad slaves we're going to take out.
It's about the truth. Well, I thought it was interesting. I didn't think that would be on the evening news, but actually Lester Holt did play that one. But there was a lot of damage to cars. I mean, sometimes they try to get up on the cars. They did this in Charlotte just a few weeks back. So this is organized on Facebook or some sort of social networking platform. Apparently, when they see this being organized, they don't have their algorithms or whatever pointed in that direction. So the police are not, aware of this until the mayhem. But this is lawless mayhem in the streets. And it's not only been Charlotte and Nashville, but it's been other cities as well. And as we get into this summer, I will promise you, you'll see more of it. Absolutely. So anything else you'd like to
add? Well, I agree, it's mayhem. Yeah, I agree. It's mayhem and four-wheelers were wrong, but the people should get involved. Get out their video cameras, and while the mayhem's going on, you don't want to jump out in front of a guy and get run over. But get the video, get as much information as you can, and then seek prosecution. But don't just jump out in front and try to grab a hold of one. That's just stupid.
All right. Hey, thank you so much.
Teach the people. Defend yourselves, people. Thank you. Thank you, Farron.
Thank you so much. Mark will be the last phone call. We're almost out of time for today. Thanks, Mike, for letting us skip that last break. Support Republic Broadcasting. If you like this broadcast, support Republic Broadcasting. Let John Statmiller know you like this broadcast. 2 weeks from today, Augustus Evictus. Oh boy, Barack Obama's brother asked if Michelle is Michael. That's one of the stories I didn't get to. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a controversial set of bills this past week that makes it a crime to disrespect the state and spread fake news online. They're cracking down over there. Jeff Scoop's announcement to the National Socialist Movement, he stepped down this week. Big controversy going on there. I'm just reporting it because it's news. You can look into that. There's actually a guy claiming that he's the head of it now. Apparently some turmoil at the NSM. And report Merkel government may have let in thousands of war criminals. That should be no surprise. Actually, Breitbart ran this story. A damning new report has claimed that since 2014, the government of Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel has allowed thousands of war criminal migrants to enter the country. Well, of course she did. What else would she do? That's been the goal the whole time. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.